Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Rothrock chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Ambler. Ambler fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Ambler. Hale scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. Hughes moves all the way to home. It's 5-0 Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Len Nelson now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Newsom moves to third. Ambler moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Peters reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Turbeville now pitching. Bill Conroy now catching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Moses reaches second base with a double. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Indians. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.